Carol Dale was a football star at Virginia Tech back in the 1950s. He played offense, defense, and special teams. And then he was drafted by both the American Football League and the National Football League. He chose the NFL with the LA Rams, and after 5 years with the Rams, he was traded to the Green Bay Packers. And the legend was ensconced. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you helped to sponsor with that tax-deductible gift to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can connect with us anytime at WWIB.com. Carol Dale was a key player for Vince Lombardi's Packers in Super Bowls 1 and 2. Now at age 80, he's still very active, and he's back on the Sports and Commentary show with me today. He's part of the Packers Hall of Fame, and he's a member of the College Football Hall of Fame, too. So give me a taste, Carol, of what a Vince Lombardi pregame speech would have sounded like, will you?
Well, he had the ability to come up with the sayings, the mottos, the challenges, or whatever. And of course, he always talked, you know, the harder you work, the luckier you'll be. That philosophy on up and, you know, to the degree of the more success you have, the better you have to be. And the challenge of becoming a champion. And then the real challenge comes from remaining a champion. And to win two in a row and to win three in a row was really that third year where he really was wanting to win that one and wanting for us and for himself. And because that's a real challenge. And, you know, you're dealing with injuries and so forth and so on, and ASPO, which you'd have thought that would have helped us, but it almost cost us the game, they almost did, because of turnovers. And so his final deal there that third year before when we were going into the playoffs, he came up with the he was in the meeting, and he was talking about St. Paul and talking about runners or something, and I was the chapel leader, and he always called me Carol by the first name, and because it's usually a last name. So he said, "You heard of that, haven't you, Carol?" And, of course, you didn't have but one answer for him, and that was you had to say, "Yes, sir." And I went straight home and looked it up, and it's 1 Corinthians 9:24, and it reads something like, "Don't you know in a race there are many runners, but only one will win the prize, so run to win." So that was his motto in that last run to try to win three in a row, which included the Ice Bowl and the Super Bowl II. And on our Super Bowl II ring, on one side, it has challenge, which is a challenge of repeating for the third time and then run to win. It's the only Super Bowl in history. It's got scripture on it.
Oh, that's interesting stuff. Well, you played in the first two Super Bowls with Green Bay, but some Packer fans may not realize that you also played in a third Super Bowl, didn't you?
I did. It's a very disappointing third Super Bowl, but my last year, 1973, in Green Bay, I started out in camp there, and at the end of the season, Coach Devine, after the final cuts, he called me in and said that that the Oakland had cut a defensive back that he wanted to pick up, and that he was going to have to cut me. Let me go, and that he would, in respect of my play there at Green Bay, that he would let me offer me a job as assistant. Well, before I had the meeting that he told me this, I'd already gotten a call from Bud Grant. And he told me that if I cleared waivers, he was going to pick me up. If he got around where I was still available when the Vikings got there, he was going to pick me up, which he did. So the Minnesota Vikings, we won like 11 straight games or something and had the division and everything sewn up, and I think we played Washington in the playoff, and we played Dallas that time it was the NFC. They'd already moved to the NFC, and merger was going on, and so we played Dallas in Dallas, and we had a good Dallas team beat in the third quarter. And then, unfortunately, somehow there was an air of that you had a great season, you know, that you made it to the Super Bowl. And so, you know, that was a level of achievement, in which it is, but it's still not the level that you would, that Coach Lombardi would want to settle for.
Yeah. All right, Carroll Dale, the former Packers and Minnesota Vikings receiver, three-time Super Bowler, two of those wins with the Packers, and he's back with me on Sports and Commentary. You know the Lord Jesus since you were a kid, and it's been the compass that you built your life around. Let's talk about that next time, Carroll, here on Sports and Commentary. So we'll get you back. Thank you for being here today. Appreciate it very much again. God bless.
Thanks, Greg.